lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Blessed, Master!
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Have mercy.
Lord, the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. By the peace of the whole world, by the stay of the holy churches of God, and the union of all men, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. For this holy house and for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Thank you.
Aiden, Aiden, Nisamami, Tila, Rami, Athu. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. All these remembrance are all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
To thee, O Lord.
Thine is the might, thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Wisdom, stand upright. Thank you.
في تلك الأيام ارتأى بولس أن يتجاوز أفسس في البحر لئلا يعرض له أن يبطئ في آسيا، لأنه كان يعجل حتى يكون في أورشليم بعد العنصرة إن أمكنه. فمن ميليتوس بعث إلى أفسس فاستدعى قسوس الكنيسة، فلما وصلوا إليه قال لهم: احذروا لأنفسكم ولجميع الرعية التي أقامكم الروح القدس فيها أساقفة لترعوا كنيسة الله الذي افتداها بدمه. فإني أعلم هذا أنه سيدخل بينكم بعد ذهابي ذئاب خاطفة لا تشفق على الرعية، ومنكم أنفسكم سيقوم رجال يتكلمون بأمور ملتوية ليجتذبوا التلاميذ وراءهم، لذلك اسهروا متذكرين أني بعد مدة 3 سنين لم أكفف ليلا ونهارا أن أنصح كل واحد بدموع. والآن أستودعكم يا إخوتي لله وكلمة نعمته القادرة أن تبنيكم وتمنحكم ميراثا مع جميع القديسين. فإني لم أشتهي فضة أو ذهبا أو لباس أحد، وأنتم تعلمون أن حاجاتي وحاجات الذين معي خدمت هاتان اليدان. في كل شيء بنيت لكم أنه هكذا ينبغي أن نتعب لنساعد الضعفاء. وأن نتذكر كلام الرب يسوع، فإنه قال: إن العطاء مغبوط هو أكثر من الأخذ. ولما قال جثى على ركبتيه وصلى مع جميعهم.
Let us attend.
Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, for you are just in all you have done.
This done.
The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
Let us be attentive.
In those days, Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus so that he might not have to spend time in Asia, for he was hastening to be at Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of Pentecost. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called to him the elders of the church. And when they came to him, he said to them, "Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God which he obtained with the blood of his own Son. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by so toiling, one must help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.' And when he had spoken thus, he knelt down and prayed with them all."
Into your spirit, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
spoken and has called the earth. Gather his saints together to him.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Yes, now, my man, let us hear the holy gospel.
Yesterday at the beautiful service.
And I'm very honored to be here, and that Father Joe has asked me to say a few words to you this morning. I was thinking about that. You know, this is a very special day in the life of our church. It's the Sunday between the Ascension and Pentecost, which is described in the Gospels as a time when the people, the disciples who had seen the resurrection, went back to Jerusalem and were rejoicing. They were full of joy. And so it's an especially joyful time. It's like an anticipation, because they now knew that this is indeed the promised one, the one who is going to change the situation for humanity and is going to liberate the captives and illumine the eyes of the blind and to raise up those who are fallen down through suffering and sorrows and all the tragedies of this temporal life. And so it's so good. You know, we had the wedding yesterday too, and our joy seemed especially full. I wanted to just mention one thing, because this is also the Sunday of the Holy Fathers, of the First Ecumenical Council. There's a reason for that. Because these holy men who met made sure that we today, 2,000 years from their time, 1,700 years, would have this same joy. They made firm the foundations of our faith, and so that we carry it forward generation by generation. And here we are today, enabled to have that same joy, to be present again with the apostles in that blessed time of awaiting the promised Comforter, which we now know so closely. We've received it ourselves in our personal Pentecostal baptism, but we celebrate the first coming and the gifting of the church with new life from Christ. And I was thinking, you know, as the pastor, and especially as Natania's pastor and her spiritual father, you know, I met Renee, and I thought, he's a good boy. I feel good about this. It's not just that he's capable, you know, in a personal sense, but he has strong faith, and that's so important. More important than all the other benefits and virtues that we might find in one another, because that is the foundation of all our future happiness, and also the foundation of being able to pass on the blessing that we've been given generation to generation. I thought, this man will be a good father. He will teach his children the faith. And then I thought, he too must have a good father. He too must have good parents. But I haven't met them yet, you know. But I was kind of interested. I wanted to see who these people were that had produced this fine young man. And so I came, and over the last couple of days, met the Hanna family, and I was so happy. Because I saw the way they loved Natania, how they embraced her, how they accepted her. And I saw how they themselves were strong in the faith. You know, not just good people in the worldly sense, but had strong faith, and that their house was built on firm foundations. And then the community I began to meet more and more of, and it was the same. And the people of the church and Father Joe and Deacon and the altar servers and all of the people. These are good people. They have a firm foundation of faith. They have kept the tradition that was handed down to them. And they are then, because they have that blessing, they have the ability to pass it on to the next generation. And so I want to thank you all for providing this good environment for my sweet girl. You know, I love her so much. And I'm happy that she has found such a good home with Renee and the Hanna family. In our church, we mostly had boys. And so they went and got their girls, you know, from people like you and other churches. But they would bring them all back. This is the first of our girls that we're kind of saying, well, now you go, you know. So let's see, we're wondering, how is this going to work for us? And it's worked very, very well. And I'm very happy because I'll be able to go back to our church and to tell the people. Because like you, we have a strong community. A community of people who, beyond even their families, love one another and are Christian people and therefore have a community that transcends all of the particulars of our communities, our nationalities, our ethnicities, our backgrounds, whatever the case may be. And we are, as Christ says in the beautiful prayer that we heard in the gospel today, we are fulfilling what he wants for us, that prayer, that we may have the joy that he has with God, that we may share that joy with one another as a Christian community, as an Orthodox parish. We are blessed people. Be thankful. And here today, on this day of the Holy Fathers, maybe make a new reconfirmation of your own commitment to the faith that's been handed down to you, that you too will be a gospel bearer, a faith bearer, a light bearer, especially as the world around us is so troubled, you know, and it needs you, it needs all of us. May God's blessing be with you. May the blessing of St. George continue to watch over you and keep you healthy, holy and good community of Christian people. I am so happy to know you, and I suspect that I will see you again. I've noticed that when we bring the girls to us, you know, they don't quite just disappear. Their families begin to show up, you know, and visit, and it goes back and forth a bit, and so we begin to have a bigger community even among ourselves. So I am honored to meet you all, to greet you with the joy of this beautiful Sunday, and also to greet you from all of the parishioners of our Holy Transfiguration Church. May God be with you all.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom.
Pardon those by thy might, they ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
forever and to the ages of ages.
May the Lord God who has heard his kingdom, the holy episcopacy of his eminence, the metropolitan Bishop Joseph, and his grace, Bishop Anthony, always, now, and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Thank you.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Up our hearts, we lift them up unto the Lord. sighted thousands of archangels and 10,000s of angels, cherubim and seraphim, six wings, many eyes soaring aloft, borne upon thy wings, sing the triumphal hymn, shouting, proclaiming and saying,
whom to thou grant of the Holy Church, in peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days. Oh.
community, Holy Cross.
Give me brothers and sisters.
Welcome everyone worshiping with us on this day. Please remember that only your Orthodox Christians may partake in the body and blood of Christ. Preparation includes prayer, fasting, and recent participation in the sacrament of confession. We're done with church school for the summer, so the children will come with their parents. Thank you.
With fear of God and faith and love, God hear.
Oh, Son of God.
the resurrection of Christ, let us bow down before the Holy Lord Jesus, the only sinless one. Thy cross, the immortal Christ, and thy holy resurrection be praised and glorified. Thou art our God, and beside thee we know no other, we call upon thy name. O come, all ye faithful, let us adore Christ's holy resurrection, for the wealth of the cross, his joy come into all the world. Ever blessing the Lord, let us sing his resurrection, for by enduring the cross for our sakes, he hath destroyed death by death. Shine, shine in Jerusalem, for the glory of the Lord hath dawned, and be exalted and be glad, O Zion. And thou, O pure Theotokos, be radiant in the resurrection of thy Son. How divine, how pure, how sweet are thy words, O Christ, thou hast promised to be with us to the end of the age.
Save, O God, thy people, and bless thy inheritance.
Exalt, Master.
and sits at the right hand of the Father for our sake, through the intercessions of his all immaculate and all blameless Holy Mother, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the audible bodiless powers of heaven, and the supplications of the audible glorious prophet, the rudder, and Baptist John, of the holy glorious and all praised apostles, and our Father among the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, of the holy, glorious, and right, victorious martyrs, of our venerable God-bearing Father, St. George, the patron of this church, the holy righteous ancestors of God, your dear and happy, all the fathers of the First Ecumenical Council, whose memory we celebrate, and all the saints, have mercy on us and save us for as much as he is good and a lover of mankind. Father's Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us.
If we could sit for just a moment.
I'd like to welcome Father Philip and his wife, Lee and Jenny. As he mentioned, he's from Syracuse, New York, Transfiguration Church. He was here for the wedding of Renee and Natanya yesterday. He's Natanya's priest. Anyway, it's nice to have them with us today. Mike and Nick, where are they? Oh, they're coming up. I guess we're going to get the prompts and that sheet of paper. We'll just do a brief one. While we're waiting, you have some guests here. You want to tell us who you have?
We have our family, our children and grandchildren, my sisters and brother-in-law from California. So we've had a wonderful week being last night and celebrating with them. We're glad everyone could be with us.
I misunderstood. I didn't know we were going to do it again today. Oh, but that's yeah. Great. Come on up here.
Michael and Nancy, in peace and oneness of mind,
as thou hast these last 50 years. Grant them fulfillment of all their desires. Pour upon them thine abundant graces and mercies, for thou art a gracious and merciful God. Give them health, a long life, and success in all their good deeds. For thou art a good God who lovest mankind, and unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Substantial and life-giving Trinity, one God and one kingdom, bless you and grant you length of days, prosperity in life and faith, and fill you with abundance of all earthly good things, and make you worthy to obtain the blessings of the promise through the prayers of the holy Theotokos and of all the saints, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Celebrating 50 years of marriage, and grant them many years.
Sit.
Is there anyone else that are here you'd like to welcome? Just a few announcements, or just really one.
Then I'll talk about my leg.
The Golf Classic is coming up on June 29th. Tony spoke about it last week. We are in need of golfers. That's the first thing that you need for a Golf Classic. And then we have gifts that we give out to the golfers for different things, and that's where our sponsors help in getting those gifts. Tony explained, I believe, the different signs we have, the different types of sponsorships. If you haven't had a chance to do it yet, please, 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 Tony, as soon as possible so that we can do that. The last thing I wanted to mention is about my leg. It's a blessing that Renee and Tanya got married this weekend, so Father could be here, so he could serve liturgy this morning. I served, of course, the wedding ceremony yesterday with Father, and that was with Mike and Nancy and their family, and we had a little prayer service for their 50th anniversary. And then I went home and crashed. I had a sciatic nerve problem, and Dr. Tammer's here, and if you want to see him during coffee fellowship, we'll explain the whole thing. But just so in a nutshell, since last Friday, not this Friday, a week ago Friday, I've been having constant pain, and it's there like all the time. I can smile, it helps me to smile, but it's hard to stand for a long time. Sitting, laying down, nothing helps. It's really kind of visible. But I get a shot on Tuesday afternoon, and I'm really hoping, like it did a couple of weeks ago when I had the first shot, I'm really hoping that it helps out. So anyway, just keep me in your prayer. That's kind of what's been going on with me, and that's why I'm limping around. So again, it's great to have Father Philip here. We can all come up and receive the final blessing from him.